is EBV's second favorite part of your diet. If you're dealing with the symptoms or conditions we've looked at in this book, it's best to avoid all dairy while you're trying to get better. This includes cheese, milk, butter, yogurt, cream, kefir, ghee, you get the idea. I wish I could say the opposite because I know how fun dairy is. I wish I could tell you cheese pizza with a fried egg on top is the best thing you could eat for your thyroid. What I hope for more is your healing. My job is to have your back, so I have to tell you the truth, which is that even the best sourced dairy from the happiest pasture-raised, grass-fed cows is going to hold you back if you're trying to get better from EBV and thyroid illness. Gluten mystery misery. Luckily, people are catching on that gluten is a problematic food for those with chronic health issues. So many more gluten-free products and recipes are available today than just a few years ago, and it's no longer so isolating to say that you're passing on wheat. The reason gluten is coming off menus and ingredient lists is not because what's wrong with it is widely understood, though. Rather, it's been a process of elimination that's shown many doctors and patients that life without wheat in the diet can significantly improve someone's health. The reason to avoid wheat gluten when you have one of the chronic issues in this book is not because gluten contains mycotoxins or is simply an inflammatory food, like the theories out there say. Rather, as with the other foods on this list, it's because gluten fuels pathogens, including EBV. When it's gluten from GMO wheat, it's even worse. When you have an EBV infection and you eat a piece of bread, the EBV has a feeding frenzy, giving off its waste product of neurotoxins in the process and setting off symptoms such as tingles and numbness, headaches, migraines, fatigue, brain fog, blurry eyes, aches and pains, and mood swings. Taking gluten out is one step towards starving EBV, which is why you'll see so many health improvements when you avoid it. No canola in your granola. This is another instigator, and the particular trouble here is that it's often represented as a health food. You've probably heard the claims that canola is good for you. Know that if you have EBV, canola is going to work against you. Not only should you eliminate it from your own kitchen, you should take care when eating out to make sure that your food is not prepared with either canola or a canola oil blend. Also check the labels of packaged foods and leave those that contain canola on the shelf. Otherwise, you'll risk damage to your immune system, organs and linings, all while this substance fuels EBV. Corn games. In the early days, corn was our friend. It was a healthy, amazing source of nourishment for us. Then, in the late 1930s and the 1940s, use of pesticides, herbicides and fungicides on corn crops grew at an alarming rate. As you've heard in this audiobook, these sorts of chemical solutions are fuel for EBV. So when people ate this corn that was laden with toxic substances, such as DDT, it started to feed EBV. As corn continued to get treated with enormous amounts of these chemicals, EBV started to identify corn itself with these toxins, because they were together all the time. This continued through the decades, with conventionally grown corn feeding EBV, and then GMO corn arrived. That's when the corn games really got started, with genetic modification altering corn in a way that suited viruses. At this point, unfortunately, even organic corn grown from non-GMO seed is likely contaminated and can still trigger health conditions. You don't need to fear corn. Just be cautious and consider where you are with your symptoms and conditions when corn and dishes made with corn oil, corn meal and the like are offered to you. As much as you can, avoid corn in its various forms, always saying no to conventional corn and skipping sneaky ingredients such as citric acid, high fructose corn syrup, and grain alcohol, a common preservative in herbal tinctures. When you're not dealing with illness, it's okay to enjoy an organic corn on the cob, though keep it sparing. If you'd like, you can eat it alongside some of the healing foods from Chapter 22 to counter any ill effects. Soy, it isn't so. Soy was also a relatively healthy food in years past. Not as healthy as corn once was, though it still had plenty of benefits. Once again, overuse of pesticides and herbicides, along with GMO tampering, made soy crops unstable. The soybean of today is not the soybean of yesterday. It is altered now, a pathogen-feeding byproduct of what it used to be. While soy does not fuel viruses and bacteria on the same scale that corn does, it has the potential to get there. One of the main problems with soy is its relatively high fat content, which harbors GMO information and high concentrations of pesticides and herbicides. Organic, non-GMO soy is what you want to look for, though there are no guarantees that it will be pure. If you love soy, try not to let it dominate your diet and enjoy it sparingly instead. Whenever possible, opt for sprouted soy, which is lower in fat and therefore lower in concentrations of toxic chemicals. Pork's not perfect. One of the issues with pork products is that they tend to have higher fat content than any other animal products, even if the pork is lean or white meat. The other problem is the type of fat that pork contains. Though it may seem like typical animal fat, it in fact takes hours longer to disperse in the bloodstream after a meal, typically 12 to 16 hours, compared with the 3 to 6 hours other animal fats take to disperse. Due to that long time it takes for pork fat to leave the bloodstream, if you eat sausage pizza for dinner and then have bacon the next morning, the prior evening's pork fat hasn't had a chance to exit your bloodstream before breakfast gives you a new dose. It means your blood doesn't get a chance to oxygenate between meals. With other sources of fat, such as other animal proteins, the time between dinner and breakfast is enough to at least give your body a break. Oxygenation is key. When you're dealing with thyroid illness or another health condition, you don't want your bloodstream to have high fat content, particularly not for long periods of time. The higher the fat level in your bloodstream, the less oxygenated blood will be. And oxygen assists you with killing off bacteria and viruses such as EBV. Higher fat and less oxygen mean more of a chance for EBV and its pathogen cousins to thrive at your expense. Lower fat and more oxygen mean a better ability for your body to fight off EBV. Pork fat also puts a burden on your liver, making it almost impossible for any heavy metals, pesticides, EBV cells, or viral waste matter that are present in your system to leave. Instead, these toxins get reabsorbed back into your organs, which can in turn hinder bodily functions such as the liver's conversion of thyroid hormones. If you want to give your body the best chance to recuperate, keep your distance from bacon, sausage, ham, pork rinds, pork roasts, pork ribs, pork chops, pork tenderloins, pulled pork, processed pork products, and lard, tasty as they may be, while you're healing. One day at a time. I know it may feel overwhelming to leave behind the comforts of certain foods while you work on your healing. Keep in mind that you don't have to go cold turkey on ham and cheese sandwiches or any of the other foods here. Back off the problematic foods little by little. Put a list of what you're trying to avoid on the fridge as a reminder to yourself and those who live with you. Start with a new recipe or two from chapter 24 to see what life is like without these foods. One of the best ways to move forward is to fill your life with so many of the healing foods we'll look at in the next chapter that you simply don't have room in your fridge or on your plate for those that used to be a more regular part of your diet. I've seen people get so much joy out of focusing on these foods that any sense of loss about leaving behind old favorites vanishes. If you do feel that loss and those cravings, and rightfully so, you may find comfort in the chapter Food for the Soul in my book, Medical Medium, Life-Changing Foods. Above all, know that I'm right there with you as you make these transitions in your life. I believe in you 100%. I am there with you 100%. You can do this. You're not alone. Chapter 22. Powerful Foods, Herbs and Supplements for Healing. Your organs and glands need nourishment. On some level we know this. After all, we hear the term brain food all the time, and for good reason. In order to deal with our mile-a-minute lives, our brains need all kinds of fuel. The thyroid needs to be fed too, especially when it's been depleted after weeks, months or years of fighting the thyroid virus. Your thyroid, this second brain of your body, is ready for nutrient therapy so it can restore itself. Plus, your nerves, immune system, liver, lymphatic system, adrenal glands, and yes, brain, all need their share of support after going up against the thyroid virus, EBV. That's where this chapter comes in. It's all about giving your body the tools it needs to kill off the virus, repair the viral damage that's been done, and regenerate so you can have the best tomorrow. Do I have to change my life overnight? You may ask yourself. Absolutely not. Consider this chapter a catalogue of all the options available to you, rather than a rule book. Incorporating these healing items into your life is all about creating a routine that's sustainable for you. What's most important is that you move forward in a way that works for you, so that you don't give up after 3 days or before you even start and decide you're not up to the task. You are absolutely up for this. Hang in there. Keep a light heart with it all. This isn't about adopting yet another food belief system. It's about finding what's best for you as an individual. One of the challenges of healing from EBV is that as it begins to die off in certain parts of the body, the virus fights back by trying to start up second and even third rounds of infection. That's why after a period of feeling better, you may develop new symptoms or a fresh wave of fatigue. Take heart that this is a natural part of healing, and that the more of these healing items you have in your life, the better positioned you'll be to shorten or prevent these extra viral cycles. It's so important not to think of adding these items to your diet as a chore. Foods, herbs, and supplements are going to be your new best friends. These aren't the friends who drain and grate you, the ones whose calls you need to avoid for your sanity. These foods, herbs and supplements are the friends who watch your back and are always there for you, no matter what. As you work to free yourself of EBV and bring your thyroid and the rest of your body back to health, these antiviral, antibacterial, tissue-repairing, immune-boosting, hormone-stabilizing, mood-enhancing, cleansing, transformative, health-restoratives will be the most loyal, committed supporters you could ask for. They truly are life-changing. Healing Foods. Since you're your own health expert now, you're the one in the best position to evaluate which of the foods to come speak to your condition and symptoms. If you want to add all of them, go for it. If you want to take a more measured, realistic approach, think about picking three foods to concentrate on in your first week. Clip the list to your fridge as a reminder to bring a sizable serving of each into your diet every day. The next week, pick three more foods, add them to your list and incorporate them into your daily meals too. This is not about eating a leaf of lettuce here or a slice of apple there. In order to see changes, you'll want to make sure you bring these healing foods into your life in quantity. You can see how quickly those unproductive foods we looked at in the previous chapter can get edged out of your diet when you're filling up on these healing foods. In the next chapter, we'll look at a structure for how you may want to bring them into your life for maximum benefit. The chapter after that, Thyroid Healing Recipes, offers delicious ways to prepare them. If you'd like to learn even more about the specific properties and benefits of these foods, you'll find lengthier features on them, along with more recipes in my book, Medical Medium, Life-Changing Foods. And if the thought of eating fruit for health goes against what you've heard, check out the chapter, Fruit Fear, in Medical Medium, to put those worries aside. Know this, cutting yourself off from fruit will cut you off from healing. Arming your thyroid with artichokes. Artichokes are some of your best allies when healing from the thyroid virus. Their hearts contain nutrients to support and restore your thyroid gland itself. Notably, phytochemicals that communicate with the thyroid's frequency delivery system. These phytochemical compounds are undiscovered subgroups of isothiocyanates that work specifically with enzymes and amino acids in our bodies to enter into and support our immune systems and thyroids. These compounds support the production of the thyroid hormones we looked at earlier that remain undiscovered by medical research and science. These isothiocyanate subgroups also help to shrink nodules, tumors, and cysts by triggering an anti-tumor hormone that lies inside of human cells, even inside many nodules, tumors, and cysts, exposing the EBV that created them to our immune system. Further, these subgroups supplement the thyroid with tyrosine, a chemical needed to produce thyroid hormones. Plus, they help detox the liver of neurotoxins, dermatoxins, and the unforgiving four factors. Artichoke leaves, that is the meat, you nibble off at the base of the artichoke scales, are armor for your thyroid. That's because the edible portion of artichoke leaves, technically bracts, contains alkaloid compounds that send messages to specific parts of your immune system to guard your thyroid from invaders such as EBV. When EBV is already present in the thyroid, artichoke's nutrition acts as an anti-proliferative, helping to slow the virus's growth there. Bringing artichokes into your life is like giving your tender and precious thyroid its very own shield. For guidance on how to prepare artichokes and incorporate them into your meals, consult the recipes in Chapter 24. Beware that canned, bottled, and even some frozen artichoke hearts often contain citric acid, a corn-derived irritant, so you should soak them overnight to get rid of the preservative before eating. Your other food allies. When you combine artichokes with the foods in this list, you offer your body an amazing toolkit for recovery. Aloe vera. The gel from a fresh aloe leaf is a wonderful antiviral that also flushes toxins out of the bloodstream and body, helping to purge the liver specifically of toxins such as pesticides. Aloe supports the adrenals and draws radiation out of the thyroid. Apples. anti-inflammatory for the thyroid because they starve EBV. When their pectin enters the digestive system, it releases phytochemicals that bind onto EBV, shrouding the virus cells so that they can't feed and proliferate. Arugula reduces nodules, tumors, and cysts in the thyroid, both cancerous and benign, and helps prevent EBV-related thyroid cancer in the first place. Arugula's phytochemical compounds enter into the thyroid, rejuvenating tissue there while reducing thyroid scar tissue. These compounds also push out old storage bins of thyroid medication from the liver. Asparagus cleanses the liver and spleen, strengthens the pancreas, and acts as an incredible supporter of the thyroid. Asparagus doesn't just inhibit the growth of EBV, it prohibits it. Phytochemicals in the skin and tips of the asparagus push back the virus and help stop it from reproducing. Asparagus also contains a pain-relieving alkaloid that acts as a gentle aspirin throughout the body. Try it raw, in juice, or steamed. Atlantic sea vegetables, especially dulse and kelp. Just as we put iodine on wounds, the iodine content of Atlantic sea vegetables such as dulse is an antiseptic for the thyroid. When it soaks into the gland, it becomes one of the thyroid's most powerful fighting mechanisms next to zinc. Luckily, dulse and other sea vegetables also contain some zinc. These two precious minerals, at work together, can stop a viral infection in the thyroid, bringing down thyroiditis, inflammation of the thyroid, in the process. Sea vegetables also help protect the thyroid from radiation's effects, remove radiation from the thyroid, and prevent thyroid cancer. Avocados contain phytochemicals that protect the lining of the digestive tract from EBV's cofactor, strep bacteria. Also contain an easily assimilable form of copper that helps balance T4 and T3 thyroid hormone production. Avocados' form of natural glucose calms sensitive nerves throughout the body that have been irritated by viral neurotoxins. Bananas provide amino acids and the right kind of potassium to rebuild neurotransmitters after they've been burnt out by EBV's neurotoxins. Also powerful for their antiviral, anti-inflammatory properties. A wonderful calcium source because the trees grow in calcium-rich soil. They're also a great tool for hypoglycemia as they help balance blood sugar. Don't worry about the fad that says bananas have too much sugar. Their fruit sugar is actually critical brain food, plus it's bonded to the amino acids and minerals that give bananas their life-changing nutrition. Basil. This herb's antiviral abilities come in part from phytochemical compounds that can enter into the thyroid and slow down EBV cells' drilling action. Basil helps reduce nodules, cysts and tumors, and holds anti-cancer compounds to help prevent thyroid cancer. Berries have a profound effect on the thyroid, notably because they are high in antioxidants that can act as a slowdown mechanism for accelerated thyroid tissue damage. Specific berries offer specific healing properties as well. For example, blackberries help reduce the growth of nodules, while they fortify and strengthen thyroid tissue. Raspberries are a great full-body detoxifying food, rich in antioxidants that specifically remove EBV's byproduct and other viral debris from the bloodstream, allowing for easier overall cleansing. Raspberries also tend to bind onto and remove impurities delivered to the intestinal tract by a liver burdened by viral waste matter. Wild blueberries have their own entry in this list. Cauliflower, often avoided by thyroid patients because it's labelled goitrogenic. Cauliflower is in fact one of your thyroid's best friends, as it helps the thyroid fight off EBV and contains trace mineral boron to support the entire endocrine system. Cauliflower also contains phytochemicals that can stop the thyroid from shrinking during the atrophy that can occur from long-term over-medication with prescription thyroid hormones. Celery strengthens hydrochloric acid in the gut and helps the liver produce bile to break down food, provides mineral salts that are anti-EBV and help support the central nervous system with powerful electrolytes while they stabilize and support the adrenal glands. Celery has the ability to cleanse the thyroid of EBV toxins, also bolsters the production of the thyroid hormone T3. Cilantro, a miracle worker for EBV. Critical for binding onto the toxic heavy metals such as mercury and lead that feed the virus. Also binds onto the EBV neurotoxins that, when loose in your system, can cause tingles and numbness, aches and pains, inflammation, depression, and anxiety. Coconut, antiviral and anti-inflammatory. Coconut kills EBV cells and reduces nodule growth, helps support the central nervous system from exposure to EBV neurotoxins. Try it as coconut oil, coconut butter, dried coconut, if it's unsweetened and unsulfured, coconut milk, and coconut water. Cruciferous vegetables. The rich sulfur content of these foods is a disinfectant and deterrent to EBV in the thyroid. Sulfur has a ghost-like quality, saturating the gland and creating a smokescreen effect so the virus can't function well. At the same time, that sulfur helps to revitalize the gland itself, contrary to the popular belief that these vegetables in the brassica family are problematic for the thyroid. In order of importance, here are some of the best crucifers to bring into your life. Find more on the first five individually in this list. Cauliflower, kale, radishes, arugula, watercress, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, broccoli, kohlrabi, collard greens, broccoli rabe, and mustard greens. Cucumbers strengthen the adrenals and kidneys and flush EBV neurotoxins out of the bloodstream. Hydrate the lymphatic system, especially the part based around the neck area, where the thyroid has its own immune system with specially assigned lymphocytes that seek out EBV cells. Allowing for better cleansing of the thyroid, cucumber hydration can slow down and even stop a fresh mononucleosis infection. Dates contain potassium, magnesium, and glucose that support your endocrine system. Dates help to purge the liver of debris often caused by EBV waste matter. They also trigger peristaltic action, helping the intestinal tract to squeeze and push out multiple varieties of waste that can burden the body when trying to heal. Fennel. High in vitamin C and other strong antiviral compounds to fight off EBV. Fennel seeds contain an aspirin-like compound with a deflating quality that acts as an anti-inflammatory to a thyroid flared up by EBV. This calming of the thyroid helps improve its hormone production. Figs grab onto toxins in the intestinal tract and drive them out of the body so you can heal. Also purge the liver of pesticides, old pharmaceuticals such as thyroid medications, and other waste, making the liver a less happy place for EBV to dwell. Garlic, antiviral and antibacterial that defends against EBV by killing off virus cells. Also kills off strep, the EBV cofactor, allowing for fewer UTIs, sinus infections, and opportunities for SIBO, helps flush toxic viral and bacterial waste out of the lymphatic system. Ginger helps with nutrient assimilation and relieves spasms associated with EBV and an overabundance of stress. Loaded with its own signature variety of bioavailable vitamin C, ginger is also a powerful antiviral against EBV. One of ginger's special qualities is its ability to bring the body out of a reactive state, which can happen easily when EBV is on the scene, by soothing nerves and muscles. Ginger helps bring balance and homeostasis to the thyroid, lifting it up if it's hypo and calming it down if it's hyper. Hemp seeds provide micronutrients and vital amino acids for your thyroid, great for protecting the heart from EBV's biofilm byproduct that can gum up valves in the organ and create heart palpitations. Also great for fortifying the cardiovascular system. Help protect other parts of the body that get affected by EBV, including the eyes, for example. They help reduce eye floaters. Kale. High in specific alkaloids that protect against viruses such as EBV. Its phytochemicals can enter the thyroid, killing off pockets of EBV that start to develop there during the virus's early stages of occupying the gland. Lemons and limes improve digestion by raising levels of hydrochloric acid, good acid, in the gut. Tone the intestinal lining, cleanse the liver, and offer replenishing calcium to prevent osteoporosis when EBV prompts nodule formation throughout the body, which uses up calcium stores. Lemons and limes also balance sodium levels in the blood, which allows for electrolytes to become active and improves the neurotransmitter activity that has been hampered by EBV neurotoxins, causing brain fog and other neurological symptoms. Lettuce, especially butter leaf and romaine, stimulates peristaltic action in the intestinal tract and helps cleanse EBV from the liver and lymphatic system. Blood cleansing and blood building holds trace mineral salts that support the adrenal glands, which ultimately supports the thyroid. Mangoes contain a tremendous amount of carotene to restore the spleen and liver, feed the brain and purge the lymphatic system of EBV waste matter toxins. Also provides bioactive magnesium and glucose that calm nerves to aid in sleep issues caused by EBV. Maple syrup holds dozens of trace minerals that fortify the brain and the rest of the nervous system, protecting them from oxidation due to heavy metal damage and EBV neurotoxins. Helps to build glycogen storage banks in the liver and brain to help balance blood sugar, which keeps the adrenals strong and stable so they can support the thyroid. Nuts, especially walnuts, Brazil nuts, almonds and cashews, hold trace minerals such as zinc, selenium and manganese that are helpful in supporting the thyroid. Walnuts, for example, hold antiviral and antibacterial phytochemical compounds that inhibit EBV from proliferating in the liver, spleen and thyroid. Onions and scallions, another fantastic resource for their sulfur contents, ability to confuse and knock down EBV while it nourishes the gland itself. As with cruciferous vegetables, that pungent quality is exactly what gives them their value. Onions are a big deal for fighting EBV. Bottom line, a potent antiviral. Oranges and tangerines. Like lemons and limes, a rich source of calcium, which is vital when your body needs the mineral to block EBV from causing thyroid damage. Getting plenty of bioavailable calcium, the best source is citrus, prevents your body from needing to tap into the calcium reserves in your bones. Oranges and tangerines, vitamin C content too, is a tool against EBV, helping to revive the liver from EBV damage and purge the organ of fat and EBV debris, in the process helping you lose weight. Papayas, Restore the central nervous system from neurotoxin damage. Strengthen and rebuild hydrochloric acid in the gut. Their vitamin C content is an anti-EBV secret weapon and also helps cleanse and rebuild the liver. The phytochemical compounds in papayas that illuminate their rich, glowing red-orange flesh have the ability to drive more sunlight into the thyroid itself when someone is outside enjoying a nice day. This additional sunlight absorption retards EBV's growth and its ability to twist and drill itself into a thyroid. Papayas also help stop thyroid atrophy. Parsley removes high levels of copper and aluminum, which feed EBV and in turn cause skin problems. Bolsters production of thyroid hormone T3 by helping to feed and restore the thyroid. Pears revitalize and feed the liver while cleansing and purging the organ of pesticides and EBV waste matter. This process helps correct a sluggish liver so weight loss can occur. Very helpful in reducing insulin resistance, balancing blood sugar, and supporting the adrenals. Pomegranates help detox and cleanse the blood as well as the lymphatic system. Inhibit EBV and other viruses. Break down nodules, tumors, and cysts throughout the body, including the thyroid. Revitalize and rejuvenate thyroid tissue. Aid the adrenals. Help protect and clean the parathyroid gland. Potatoes, frequently labeled as a white food that's devoid of nutrition, potatoes are actually one of the most powerful anti-EBV foods. High in lysine, they also contain tyrosine, a chemical needed to produce thyroid hormones. Radishes, an antiviral food that holds the magical sulfur that retards EBV with its smokescreen effect. Help prevent and reduce thyroid cancer and remove radiation from the thyroid. When the thyroid gets depleted and beaten down from EBV, it gets hungry for trace minerals. Even when the land seems barren, radishes uptake over 30 trace minerals from the earth that are specifically beneficial for revitalizing and strengthening the thyroid. Radishes also help prevent thyroid atrophy. Raw honey. The best replenishing fuel there is to feed and revitalize the thyroid. The glucose and other nutrients in raw honey practically get mainlined into the thyroid to feed the gland. Medical science doesn't yet have its finger on the pulse of the symbiotic relationship between honey and the thyroid. An antiviral too that helps fight EBV with its zinc content. Sesame seeds strengthen the central nervous system while providing amino acids such as tyrosine and lysine in highly bioavailable trace forms that easily enter and uptake into the thyroid to improve the gland's function and suppress EBV. Spinach creates an alkaline environment in the body and provides highly absorbable micronutrients to the nervous system, binds onto and removes the jelly-like viral waste matter in the liver that can contribute to mystery weight gain and mystery heart flutters, especially good at rejuvenating skin and turning around conditions such as eczema and psoriasis. Sprouts and microgreens, high in zinc and selenium to strengthen the immune system against EBV, they also contain critical micronutrients for your thyroid and help reduce the growth of nodules. Squash, especially zucchini and spaghetti squash, help stabilize your thyroid and increase its production of thyroid hormones, T4 and T3. Helps restore your liver and support its ability to convert thyroid hormones. Provides easily assimilable glucose for the brain and the rest of the nervous system to help heal inflamed nerves caused by EBV. sweet potatoes. Help cleanse and detox the liver from EBV byproduct and toxins. Help nourish the skin and support the adrenal glands. Help reduce fibroids and cysts throughout the body caused by EBV, including the ovarian cysts that result in PCOS. Thyme, an incredible antiviral that's integral to cleaning up every thyroid disease. Its nutritional compounds get into the thyroid, killing off EBV there and allowing the thyroid to regain control of itself, while this valuable food also knocks down the viral load throughout the body, helping to relieve a multitude of symptoms. Tomatoes contain their own variety of vitamin C that's bioavailable to the lymphatic system and liver, supports the immune system to keep it strong against EBV, and prohibits the virus from traveling through the body with ease. This vitamin C is also a support to the thyroid's own immune system in the neck area. When growing, tomatoes absorb and collect the moonlight's frequency at night, just as the thyroid collects the sun's rays during the day, as you'll hear about in Chapter 25, Thyroid Healing Techniques. This means that when consumed, tomatoes strengthen the thyroid's radio-like frequencies, helping to create balance and homeostasis with all the body's organs and glands. Turmeric helps restore thyroid tissue, allowing the thyroid to regenerate and restore. Works on addressing viral issues throughout the body, acting as an anti-inflammatory, as it knocks down EBV and reduces your viral load. Watercress helps stop the growth of EBV-caused scar tissue in the liver and thyroid, pushes out old storage bins of pharmaceuticals, such as thyroid medication, from the liver, unburdening it from build-up so you can lose weight. Wild blueberries help restore the central nervous system and flush EBV neurotoxins out of the liver. Contain exceptionally powerful antioxidants that help repair your thyroid's tissue and reduce the growth of nodules. Help remove toxic heavy metals from the brain and liver. Ultimately, this all means that wild blueberries stop a shrinking brain and a shrinking thyroid, not to be confused with their larger, cultivated cousins. Wild blueberries can be found in the freezer section of many grocery stores. Healing herbs and supplements. As you listen to this list, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I know it can be tough to fit a whole roster of supplements into your day. Herbs and supplements can also get expensive quickly, and you may be working within a tight budget. If you can only afford to buy a few, think about adding the top 5 supplements in this list to your life. If you're someone with a little more financial flexibility, widen your scope to those additional supplements with descriptions that match your health needs.
If you're sensitive to supplements, or if you like to use your intuition to guide you, listen to the list and see how you can apply what you feel is right.
I'm continually asked, what is the most effective form of a given supplement, and does it really matter? Yes, it matters greatly. There are subtle and sometimes critical differences among the different supplement types available that can affect how quickly your EBV dies off, if at all, whether your central nervous system repairs itself and how fast, and how long it takes for your thyroid to heal. The supplement variety you choose can make or break your progress. To speed up healing, you need the right kinds of supplements. For these very important reasons, I offer a directory on my website, www.medicalmedium.com, of all the best forms of each supplement listed below. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin. It's critical to get enough B12, as this vitamin, which nearly everyone is deficient in, protects your entire body from EBV's neurotoxin damage. B12 gives special support and repair to the central nervous and endocrine systems and helps strengthen neurotransmitter chemicals in the brain so it can stay strong against EBV. This vitamin also bolsters your immune system, boosts you mentally and emotionally, and helps with methylation issues and reducing homocysteine levels. Over time, the right kind of B12 can even reverse an MTHFR gene mutation diagnosis because it fixes the damage in the body that triggers off false positives on gene mutation tests. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate. This supplement gives a major boost to the immune system by strengthening white blood cells such as lymphocytes, basophils, neutrophils, eosinophils, macrophages, and monocytes, so they can seek out and destroy EBV cells. Zinc itself is also an antiseptic to EBV, so taking it suppresses viral growth in the body while also reducing inflammation and the growth of nodules, tumors, and cysts, both cancerous and benign. Zinc strengthens the thyroid and stabilizes the adrenals too. As we looked at in the previous chapter, do not fear that taking zinc depletes your copper levels. Zinc deficiency is a major concern when fighting EBV, and avoiding zinc hinders healing. Vitamin C. Vitamin C strengthens the entire immune system, especially the killer cells that go after pathogens such as EBV. One of EBV's goals, especially in stage 4, is to deplete the body's vitamin C levels, so it's important to get enough of this nutrient to balance the viral activity. Vitamin C destroys EBV in the liver, flushes out its toxins that build up there, balances platelet production, and helps restore the central nervous system from neurotoxin damage. All of this while it helps reduce thyroid nodules, tumors, and cysts, both cancerous and benign, and also supports and restores the adrenal glands. Spirulina, preferably from Hawaii. This form of algae, which you can find in powder or capsule form, is an incredible ally in rebuilding the central nervous system and removing heavy metals such as mercury and toxic copper from the liver, reproductive system, intestinal tract, thyroid, and brain. Getting rid of these metals gets rid of some of EBV's favorite fuel. Spirulina helps resurrect the thyroid on two counts. One, its critical micronutrients feed healthy thyroid tissue and have a restorative effect on the gland, while two, its iodine content is very effective at acting as an antiseptic against EBV cells in the thyroid, which reduces the viral load there so it can heal. Spirulina can also reduce the growth of nodules, tumors, and cysts, both cancerous and benign. Cat's claw. With phytochemicals specifically geared to destroy all viruses and bacteria that cause inflammation, especially EBV and its cofactor strep, this herb has a wonderful anti-inflammatory effect. As it reduces EBV cells, it helps reduce enlarged spleens, livers, and thyroids, also knocking down EBV-caused nodules, tumors, and cysts, both cancerous and benign, in the thyroid and liver. Licorice root. To destroy EBV cells in the thyroid, liver, spleen, and reproductive system, turn to licorice root. Not only is it amazing for taming EBV's mononucleosis stage, it's one of your best friends for depressing those second and third cycles of EBV that can spiral off in new parts of your body as you start to kill off the virus in some of its old haunts. One of the most powerful herbs for restoring the adrenal glands and offering kidney support, it also reduces EBV's cofactor strep, which in turn lowers inflammation in the intestinal tract from strep-based conditions such as IBS. Lemon balm. This pleasant and mild-tasting herb is a powerhouse against EBV and its cofactor strep. It kills off and repels viral and bacterial cells in the thyroid, liver and spleen, with its alkaloids and other key phytochemicals, while also helping to strengthen lymphocytes so the immune system can fight off the virus. While amazing for the first onset of EBV symptoms in the monophase of the virus, lemon balm will also give you a boost no matter what your stage of EBV, and it's great for dampening nodule growth. L-lysine. By inhibiting and reducing an EBV viral load, this amino acid acts as an anti-inflammatory to the entire nervous system, especially the central nervous system and the vagus and phrenic nerves, which get targeted by EBV's neurotoxins. Shaga mushroom kills off EBV, driving it out of the liver and thyroid. At the same time, stimulates the liver, elevating it out of stagnation and sluggishness, while awakening the thyroid, allowing it to improve function. Helps strengthen the adrenals. Also helps break down and dissolve EBV's biofilm byproduct that's behind so many cases of mystery heart palpitations. 5. MTHF. 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. Extremely helpful for supporting reproductive health that's been threatened by EBV. This supplement will be your ally in trying to come back from EBV-caused issues such as infertility, PCOS, and endometriosis. It also helps strengthen the endocrine and central nervous systems, promote methylation, and reduce homocysteine levels. Barley grass juice extract powder. Amazing for aiding in the elimination of mercury and other toxic heavy metals from the body. Holds specific alkaloids that prevent the thyroid from atrophying, while also blocking EBV from feeding off its favorite foods, such as toxic heavy metals, inside the thyroid. Monolaurin. This antiviral breaks down an EBV viral load and reduces its cofactors such as strep. Silver hydrosol. Another potent antiviral, silver helps lower an EBV load, especially during the virus's chronic monophase when EBV is active in the bloodstream. L-tyrosine. This amino acid feeds healthy thyroid tissue even when the thyroid is under attack from EBV, so that the gland can continue with its production of thyroid hormones. Ashwagandha. While this herb does bolster the thyroid, the main reason to bring it into your life is to minimize adrenal surges that can feed EBV. By stabilizing the adrenal glands, ashwagandha helps prevent them from overproducing fear-based hormone blends that give fuel to EBV. For a much more thorough understanding of the adrenal glands, see Medical Medium. Red marine algae. This powerful antiviral helps remove heavy metals such as mercury from your system and reduces an EBV viral load. Nettle leaf. With vital micronutrients for the blood and central nervous system, particularly the brain, this top adaptogenic herb is also an anti-inflammatory to those organs infected with EBV. It's incredible for bringing you back to homeostasis, getting your body balanced again so everything functions better, including your lymphatic system, liver, and blood. B-complex. These are essential vitamins for the endocrine system, though their truly critical role is in supporting the central nervous system, which gets bombarded by EBV's neurotoxins. Magnesium. This homeostasis mineral is all about keeping thyroid hormone production in balance, so that the thyroid neither under nor over produces hormones. It can also be helpful in reducing the neurological symptoms we looked at in Chapter 5. EPA and DHA, eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid. These omega-3 fatty acids fortify the endocrine system and help strengthen the central nervous system, so it's less susceptible to damage from the excessive amounts of adrenaline that can result from a thyroid condition, an overabundance of stress in your life, or both. Keep in mind EPA, DHA, is only a fraction of brain health. Despite this trend that omegas are everything, the truth is that the majority of brain support comes from healthy carbohydrates, like the foods in this chapter. Also, be sure to buy a plant-based, not fish-based version. Bladderwrack, another plant from the sea that provides easily assimilable trace minerals for the thyroid, as well as iodine to act as an EBV antiseptic so that the viral cells will die off, ultimately enhancing the thyroid's function. Removes toxic heavy metals from the intestinal tract, which helps starve EBV. Selenium. Rather than killing off EBV, this supplement helps by strengthening thyroid tissue to protect it from scarring by the virus. It also boosts the overall immune system, strengthens and supports the central nervous system, and via its support of the thyroid gland, helps stimulate production of the thyroid hormones T4 and T3. Curcumin. By strengthening the body's central and peripheral nervous systems, this component of turmeric acts as an anti-inflammatory and reduces nerve swelling caused by EBV's neurotoxins. Chromium. Supportive for the adrenals, thyroid, and the rest of the endocrine system, this supplement also aids pancreas and liver function to help stabilize your system as it fights EBV. Vitamin D3. Supplementing with this vitamin helps stabilize the immune system and prevent it from overreacting to invaders such as EBV. Don't overdo it, though. As I explain in Medical Medium Life-Changing Foods, megadoses of vitamin D are not productive. Manganese. A critical supplement for production of the thyroid hormone T3 and support of the endocrine system's pituitary gland. Elderberry. An excellent supplement to strengthen the immune system. Red clover. This readily available herb is a miracle for cleansing and purifying the liver, lymphatic system, and spleen of EBV's neurotoxins. Eleuthero, aka Siberian ginseng. Wherever your adrenal glands are right now in terms of functionality, this herb meets them there and offers support. It can help reduce the adrenal surges that feed EBV and burn out neurotransmitters, which means that it helps prevent the neurotransmitter damage that contributes to symptoms such as brain fog. Star anise. This antiviral spice helps destroy EBV in the liver. Copper. This is one that I don't recommend often, because people are usually so high in copper already, both in trace mineral form and in its toxic heavy metal form. If you think your toxic copper load is low enough, though, and if you're doing the heavy metal detox in the next chapter, you can probably bring in very low levels of ionic copper to help repel EBV. Taking a very small dosage of a high-quality ionic mineral copper can also be helpful in loosening up and removing toxic heavy metal copper in your system that can fuel the virus. Rubidium. Supplementing with rubidium helps stabilize thyroid hormone production and support the adrenal glands. Bacopa monnieri. This herb supports thyroid hormone production and T4 to T3 conversion. Chapter 23. 90-Day Thyroid Rehab. As you work to bring yourself back to health,
You may feel that incorporating the healing foods and supplements in the previous chapter gives you plenty to focus on at first. When you're ready to take it to the next level, this cleanse will be here waiting for you. The 90-day thyroid rehab is all about